At 9 o'clock, Mr. Arable's truck rolled into the fairgrounds and came to a stop at Wilbur's pen. Everybody climbed out. "Look," cried Fern. "Look at Charlotte's Web. Look what it says." The grown-ups and the children joined hands and stood there studying the new sign. "Humble," said Mr. Zuckerman. "Now isn't that just the word for Wilbur?" Everyone rejoiced to find that the miracle of the web had been repeated. Wilbur gazed up lovingly into their faces. He looked very humble and very grateful. Fern winked at Charlotte. Lurvy soon got busy. He poured a bucket of warm slops into the trough, and while Wilbur ate his breakfast, Lurvy scratched him gently with a smooth stick. "Wait a minute," cried Avery. "Look at this." He pointed to the blue tag on Uncle's pen. "This pig has won first prize already." The Zuckermans and the Arables stared at the tag. Mrs. Zuckerman began to cry. Nobody said a word. They just stared at the tag. Then they stared at Uncle. Then they stared at the tag again. Lurvy took out an enormous handkerchief and blew his nose very loud. So loud, in fact, that the noise was heard by stable boys over at the horse pond.